It's Monday, August 17th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Insight into the security landscape, Adobe trying to solve deepfakes, Microsoft has lined up your project work, and NinjaRMM reveals their strategy. This is the Business of Tech. Fortinet has released their Global Threat Landscape Report, and some key takeaways are here. Adversaries are leveraging the pandemic effectively, including phishing and business email compromise schemes, nation-state-backed campaigns, and deployment of ransomware. Threats are continuing to be more targeted, and web-based malware is the most common delivery mechanism. Quoting from the report, even though 2020 looks to be on pace to shatter the number of published vulnerabilities in a single year, vulnerabilities from this year also have the lowest rate of exploitation ever recorded in the 20-year history of the CVE list. Interestingly, vulnerabilities from 2018 claim the highest exploitation prevalence at 65%, yet more than a quarter of firms registered attempts to exploit CVEs from 15 years earlier in 2004. Why do we care? This release has recommendations for CISOs, which I won't repeat, although I will focus on their reference to Zero Trust Network Access. Most networks are still being built as the hard candy shell, soft nougat center of design. Security gets added on top of that squishiness. The opportunity is in changing that. Assume everything is untrusted. Assume it's going to fail. Assume it's going to be broken into. Now implement. Now deliver systems. Adobe is adding a new technology to Photoshop that will implement their open standard for tagging images, video, and media with cryptographically signed data that embeds locations, timestamps, and information about who captured or edited it. This coming from their Content Authenticity Initiative, which has a white paper detailing the system. Why do we care? This is a set of capabilities which would make a massive difference on deepfakes and the ability to detect altered and doctored media. There's opportunity here, looking at your customers' needs now to find out who can leverage this kind of capability. It's not necessarily massive, but for those who will use this, it's going to be vital. In today's Blocking and Tackling, Microsoft has announced that support for legacy Edge and Internet Explorer 11 browsers will end. Microsoft Edge legacy desktop app support ends March 9th, 2021, and IE 11 support begins to end on November 30th, 2020, with Teams dropping support and the rest of the Microsoft 365 suite ending support on August 17th, 2021. Why do we care? This is a pile of work now to be done, testing and ensuring that customer systems are ready for these changes. The timer is ticking. NinjaRMM has launched Ninja Data Protection, which is a homegrown backup and disaster recovery platform for providers. Why do we care? I'm including this story pretty reluctantly, although with a purpose. NinjaRMM has revealed their strategic path, and it's boring. When they look out at the landscape, at all of the problems they could solve, the one they decided needed their attention was backup. Because what the world really needs is another backup solution. This is really uncharted space, you know. Nobody playing there. No, what this says is they aren't a disruptive player trying to change the game, but instead they're playing it like everyone else. They took equity money from Summit Partners in March 2020, and so they're running that equity playbook. Yawn. I'd included them in my thinking of small upstart player. I appear to be wrong. This is just a Me Too move. I care because they haven't answered this question. What makes this offering different? Are you trying to grow the market? Are you just trading customers with other competitors? Why do we care? Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon community. Patreons directly support the content here on The Business of Tech. They get access to content early, they get additional opportunities to vote on editorial content, and new options even to come. If you're interested, visit patreon.com/MSPradio and sign up on our pay what you want model. You decide what the content's worth, and that's what you contribute. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you with more questions of why do we care and what might not we care about tomorrow.